今天我要讲的是关于这个苦难。
The message today is regarding suffering.
所以我的题目是苦难的意义。
And so the title is the meaning of suffering.
好，首先让我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第一节到第九节。
Let's first turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 9.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第一节，保罗说：“我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。”因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的，我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们的信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切的想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前应作你们所审视喜乐，为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one will be disturbed by these afflictions.For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us good news of your faith and love,And that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us, just as we also long to see you. For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account?
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒听了保罗所传的福音之后
，and believers in Thessalonica after they heard the gospel，
他们决志相信跟随耶稣
，they decided to follow Jesus。
那么过后，因为他们所做的决志
，but because of their decision，
必须面对外来的迫害。
They must face much persecution from the outside.
那么一群刚信耶稣不久的信徒
，A group of believers who had just believed，
然后必须面对外来的迫害
，must face much persecution from the outside.
那么实在不是一件容易的事情
，It's not an easy thing.
而保罗本身自己面对这个群众的暴动
，And Paul has faced riots.
然后必须逃离。这个帖撒罗尼迦这个城市
，and he had to leave Thessalonica，
那么来到这个雅典这个地方
，and came to Athens，
那么因着这个缘故
，and because of this，
然后保罗自己很挂念帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒
，Paul was very concerned for the believers in Thessalonica，
那么担心他们经不起这个苦难带来的那个冲击
，he was afraid that they would not be able to endure the persecution。
而放弃自己的信仰
，and give up their faith，
因为自己身不在他们身边
，because he himself was not with them，
然后他就打发提摩太到帖撒罗尼迦去
So he sent Timothy to Thessalonica.
那目的就是要坚固他们的信心。
It's for the purpose of strengthening their faith.
并且在他们所信的道上给他们劝慰。
And to encourage them in their belief.
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒因为他们的信仰。
And the believers in Thessalonica because of their faith.
必须要面对外来的迫害还有这个苦难。
They must endure persecution and suffering.
那么从今天的经文我们看到一个信了耶稣的人。
And from today's passage we see that a person who believes in Jesus.
一个决志来跟随耶稣的人。
A person who decides to follow Jesus.
必会遇到这个苦难。
Will face suffering.
苦难对一个来跟随耶稣的人。
Suffering for a person who follows Jesus.
不是一个选择。
It's not a choice.
因为苦难圣经说随时会临到我们的身上。
Because the Bible tells us that suffering will come to us.
那么当一个人持守这个真道和自己的信仰的时候。
When a person holds fast to the truth and his belief.
很可能会面对外来的迫害还有这个苦难。
It's very possible that he will face persecution and suffering from outside.
当这个逼迫和苦难临到我们的时候，
And when persecution and suffering come to us,
一个信徒应当有怎么样的态度？
What kind of attitude should a person have?
要做好什么样的准备来面对所经历的苦难？
And what preparation should we do in order to face these sufferings?
让我们从今天的经文里面来看这个苦难的意义。
And so from today's passage, let us look at the meaning of suffering.
苦难的意义从今天的经文我们可以看到至少有五方面。
And we can see at least 5 points from today's passage regarding the meaning of suffering.
那么苦难的意义首先苦难会使到我们对神的信心摇动。
First, with suffering, it can result in faith being shaken.
所以保罗在第三章第一节说我们既不能再忍就愿意独自等在雅典，哪怕我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。
Therefore, when we could endure no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one will be disturbed by these afflictions.
那帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒信主不久就面对外来的迫害。
The Thessalonian believers, they haven't believed for that long before they were persecuted.
那因此保罗自己担心这个迫害带给他们那种冲击直到他们的信心摇动。
So Paul was concerned that their faith would be shaken.
所以保罗很不放心。
So Paul was unsettled.
因此他就打发提摩太到他们那里去坚固他们的信心。
So he sent Timothy to go and encourage them and strengthen them.
免得他们的信心受到这个患难的影响。
So that their faith would not be impacted by the sufferings.
那么从这里我们看到保罗好像一位父亲或者母亲一样关心他的孩子一样。
And here we see Paul as a father or a mother who's concerned for his children.
做父母亲的能够理解。
As parents we understand.
特别孩子还小的时候。
Especially when the children are still young.
离开家里不在自己的身边。
When they're not next to us.
很自然的就感到不放心。
It's very natural for us to be concerned.
那苦难临到一个人的身上是不好受的。
When suffering comes to a person, it is not enjoyable.
它会使到一个人的心里面感到很不安。
It could bring an unsettled feeling in the heart.
增加心里面的忧虑。
And increase worry in the heart.
甚至会使到一个人感到灰心。
Even to the point of discouragement.
失去对神的信心。
And to lose a faith in God.
所以当一个人经历到这个苦难的时候，
So when a person faces persecution,
心里会产生这个疑问。
There could be questions in their hearts.
为什么这些不如意的事情临到我的身上？
Why did these unfortunate things happen to me?
所以当业伯面对这个苦难的时候，
So when Job faced afflictions,
那么到了一个程度，他开始埋怨神。
He got to the point where he began to grumble against God.
那反过来说，苦难能够磨练一个人对神的信心。
On the other hand, suffering can exercise the faith of a person towards God.
就如希伯来书第十二章第十一节说。
Just as in Hebrews 12:11 it says.
凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness.
那苦难会使到一个人的对神的信心摇动。
So suffering can cause a person's faith to be shaken.
然后对神失去这个信心。
And losing a faith in God.
然后甚至会放弃自己的信仰。
Even to the point of giving up one's own belief.
但是相对的苦难也可以建立一个人的品格。
However, suffering can also establish a person's character.
使到一个人更加的成熟。
So a person become more mature.
更加的认识神。
And to know God more.
但是当一个人不明白苦难的意义的时候，
But when a person does not know the meaning of suffering,
那很可能就会使到他的信心摇动。
It's very possible it will cause his faith to be shaken.
那么以致放弃自己的信仰。
And to give up his own belief.
我有一位朋友，我们在念高中的时候。
I had a friend when we were in high school.
我们一起去参加教会。
We went to church together.
然后后来我们信了耶稣。
We believed in Jesus.
然后之后我们就来美国念大学。
And then we came to the States to study.
摩英座面对不少的困难。
And because he faced many sufferings.
那么他的信心受到摇动。
His faith was shaken.
他放弃了自己的信仰。
And he gave up his belief.
那么苦难的意义第二点。
And the second meaning of suffering.
然后根据我们今天所看的经文说，苦难的临到是不可以避免的。
According to today's passage, the suffering cannot be avoided.
那保罗说是命定的。
Paul says it is predestined.
那在第三章第三节，保罗这么说。
In chapter 3 verse 3 it says,
因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道。
For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction. And so it came to pass, as you know.
所以保罗曾经告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，苦难是不可以避免的。
So Paul has told the believers in Thessalonica that suffering is unavoidable.
是有神的旨意在当中的。
God has his plan in them.
苦难的临到不是偶然的事情。
Suffering that comes to us is not an accidental thing.
因为神借助这些苦难来磨练一个人的信心。
Because God through these suffering, builds up a person's faith.
然后使到他的灵命成长。
And causes it to grow.
因此苦难对我们的灵命是有益的。
So suffering is good for our spiritual walk.
就好像雅各书第一章第二节第四节这么说。
Just as in James 1 verses 2 and 2 to 4 it says,
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般思念中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过思念就生忍耐。
Consider all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全成全完备，毫无欠缺。
And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
所以当苦难临到我们的身上的时候，
So when suffering comes to us,
因为我们的信仰，
Because of our faith,
那么圣经告诉我们，我们不要觉得惊奇，
The Bible tells us do not be surprised,
因为有神的旨意在当中，
Because God has his will in it.
那么当一个人顺服耶稣基督的时候，
And when a person obeys God,
那么很可能苦难就会临到 他的身上。
It is very possible that suffering will come to them.
因为腓立比书第一章第二十九节保罗这么说。
Because in Philippians 1:29, Paul says,
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督必要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
因此我们必须要有一个正确的态度来面对所经历的苦难。
So we must have a right attitude to face the suffering that comes to us.
当有一个正确的态度的时候，
When we have the right kind of attitude,
我们就明白保罗在罗马书第八章第二十八节所说。
We will understand what Paul says in Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
所以当遇到这个苦难的时候，
So when we encounter suffering,
我们必须记得，
We must remember,
苦难的临到是有神的美意在当中。
When suffering comes to us, there is God's goodwill.
也就是叫爱神的人得到益处。
That is to cause those who love Him to benefit from it.
那么既然苦难的临到，保罗说是命定的。
Since Paul says that the coming of suffering is destined,
是神安排的。
It is God's plan.
因此我们不要感到惊奇。
So we should not be surprised.
所以在第三章第四节保罗说，
Therefore in chapter 3 verse 4 Paul says,
我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know.
那么看起来苦难的临到对于基督徒来说是理所当然的。
So it appears that the coming of suffering is an obvious expected thing for Christians.
而不是一个选择来的。
It's not a choice.
应当我们应当存着一种期待的态度去面对它。
We must face it with an expectant heart.
我们当一个人持守真道的时候，
When a person maintains the truth,
苦难是不可以避免的。
He cannot avoid suffering.
因为主耶稣在马太福音24章第9节也这么说。
Because Jesus says in Matthew 24 verse 9,
那时人要把你们陷在患难中，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name.
然后彼得在彼得前书第四章第十二节也这么说。
And Peter in 1 Peter 4:12 says,
亲爱的弟兄们，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange things were happening to you.
我们基督徒的生命不是一个一帆风顺的生命。
The life of a Christian is not one of smooth sailing.
那苦难随时都会临到我们的身上。
Suffering can come to us at any time.
所以我们必须要明白，
So we must understand.
苦难的临到是有神的旨意在当中。
God's plan is in the coming of the suffering.
因此我们必须一个期待的一个态度去面对它。
So we must face it with an expectant attitude.
那么苦难的意义第三点。
And the third point.
魔鬼撒旦会在信徒面对苦难的时候去诱惑他们。
And Satan will tempt a Christian in the midst of suffering.
我在第五节保罗说，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
In verse 5, For this reason, when I could endure no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor would be in vain.
所以保罗担心铁萨罗尼亚教会的信徒经不起他们所面对的苦难。
So Paul was concerned that the believers in Thessalonica would not be able to withstand their suffering.
而受到魔鬼的诱惑。
And be tempted by Satan.
因此他打发人去询问他们的信心。
So he sent people to find out about their faith.
魔鬼的存在是 又真又实的事情。
The existence of Satan is a reality.
我们圣经经常提到魔鬼的作为。
And the Bible often mentions the work of Satan.
而保罗在以弗所书说，魔鬼是空中的掌权者。
And in Ephesians, Paul says that Satan is the ruler of the heavenly realms.
他使人放纵肉体的私欲。
And he causes men to fall into their fleshly temptations.
那么他使人犯罪。
And he causes people to sin.
彼得也说，魔鬼好像一头到处游行的吼叫的狮子。
And Peter also says that Satan is like a roaring lion.
那么寻找那些可以吞噬的人。
Looking for those to devour.
所以当信徒面对这个苦难的时候。
So when a Christian faces suffering.
魔鬼会趁机的攻击他们。
Satan will take the advantage to attack them.
因为当耶伯面对这个苦难的时候。
Because when Job was facing the suffering.
那魔鬼撒旦用尽的方法来攻击耶伯。
Satan used all kinds of methods to try to attack Job.
使到他对神失去那个信心。
To try to cause Job to lose faith in God.
使到他远离神。
To cause him to leave God.
我们在还没有试探耶伯的时候，圣经记载了这段经文。
And before Satan tempted Job, there's a passage recorded in scripture.
那么这段经文是耶和华神跟撒旦的对话。
And this passage is the conversation between God and Satan.
那么撒旦回答耶和华说，耶伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？
Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing?
你岂不是四面围上篱笆，围祸他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手上所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land.
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, he will surely curse you to your face.
我们撒旦说，当然呢，耶伯这么富裕。
So Satan says, of course, because Job is so rich.
他拥有这么多的财产。
He owns so much.
所以他才敬畏你。
Therefore he fears you.
试试看把他这些东西都拿掉。
Take all this away from him.
那么看他是否还是敬畏你。
See if he still fears you.
这个就是撒旦对信徒的诱惑。
And this is the temptation that Satan has for the believers.
那么因此当我们遇到这个苦难的时候。
So when we encounter suffering.
我们应当特别的谨慎。
We must be watchful.
免得受到魔鬼的诱惑。
So we will not be tempted by Satan.
试炼跟试探是有所不同的。
There's a difference between trials and temptations.
然后试炼是从神而来的。
Trials come from God.
但是试探是从魔鬼撒旦而来的。
But temptation comes from Satan.
我们试炼能够使到我们的灵命成长。
Trials can cause our faith to grow.
使到我们的信心更加的坚固。
So that our faith will be stronger.
但是试探会使到我们掉入罪恶当中。
But temptation can cause us to fall into sin.
当信徒经历到这个苦难的时候
When believers encounter suffering,
他经历到生命的考验
He is facing trials in life.
但是如果不小心的话试炼会成为试探
Yet if we're not careful, trials can become temptations.
然后使到一个人陷入这个魔鬼的陷阱当中
And it causes a person to be ensnared by Satan.
然后所以保罗很不放心
So Paul was very concerned.
担心他们承受不了这个苦难带来的冲击。
He was concerned that they would not be able to endure the suffering.
而陷入魔鬼的陷阱里面。
And fall into the snares of Satan.
如果帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒放弃了自己的信仰。
If the believers in Thessalonica gave up their faith.
那么保罗说，那他在他们身上所做的必是徒然的。
Then Paul says that all that the labor that he has put into them will be in vain.
我们一个基督徒，当我们面对苦难的时候
，So when a Christian faces suffering，
有时候会怀疑神的信实和他的慈爱。
Sometimes we may question God's faithfulness and His love。
有时候会感到很沮丧，而且很灰心。
Sometimes we're discouraged and depressed。
魔鬼就会趁着这个机会来攻击他们。
And Satan would take this opportunity to attack。
使他们离开神。
And to cause them to depart from God。
那么刚才我说那位我的朋友就是这样。
And my friend who I mentioned was like this。
因为他经历不起这个生活里面的挫折而离开了神。
Because he could not endure the sufferings in life, therefore he left God.
我们信耶稣不会使到一个人生活啊平平安安的。
To become a Christian does not lead to a secure life.
我们信耶稣不会使到一个人的生命一帆风顺。
To believe in Jesus does not ensure a smooth sailing in life.
啊，信耶稣不是成功福音所说的。
To believe in Jesus is not what the prosperity gospel preaches.
你只要信耶稣，一切都会很顺利。
Just believing Jesus and everything will be fine.
啊，物质上会很富足的。
You will be blessed materially.
神没有应许人说，当一个人信耶稣之后
，God did not promise that after a person believes in Jesus,
一切都会很顺利。
Everything will go smoothly.
反而你看到圣经里面处处的提醒我们。
Instead, in the Bible, it reminds us,
一个敬畏神的人，一个信靠神的人，将会面对苦难。
A person who fears God and believes in God will face suffering.
所以当我们明白这点的时候
So we understand this.
当苦难临到我们身上的时候
When suffering comes to us,
我们就不会掉入魔鬼的陷阱里面。
We will not fall into Satan's snare.
然后苦难的意义第四点。
And the fourth meaning of suffering.
然后既然苦难能够使到我们的信心摇动。
Since, suffering can result in our faith being shaken.
啊，并且在经历这个苦难的时候会受到魔鬼撒旦的诱惑。
And that we will be tempted in the midst of, suffering.
因此我们必须要随时的做好准备。
Therefore we must be prepared always.
我们保罗在这边说，当我们遇到苦难的时候我们应当在我们的信心上站立得稳。
And Paul says that when we face suffering, we must stand firm in our faith.
在第六节，保罗说：“但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。”
But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you.
所以保罗从提摩太的口中得来的消息是一个好消息。
So Paul got a good news from Timothy.
然后这个好消息就是帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒在面对这个苦难的时候，他们的信心仍然的坚固。
And that is, the believers in Thessalonica continue to stand firm in their faith.
那么信心在我们的属灵生命占了一个很重要的一个地位。
Faith has a very, prominent position in our walk with God.
啊，对神的信心不是一时得来的。
Our faith towards God is not something that we get overnight.
它是经过我们生活里面的磨练和考验而得来的。
It is through the trials of life that we receive it.
所以彼得前书第一章第七节这么说。
So in 1 Peter 1:7 it says,
啊，叫你们的信心即被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
So the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以被考验过的信心好像那些金子被火烧过一样。
So faith that's tested, through suffering is just like gold tested by fire.
啊，把这些不洁净的东西被烧掉。
It removes all the impurities.
我们圣经里面经常谈到人要信靠神。
And so the Bible often tells us that men must trust in God.
所以当亚伯拉罕信靠神的时候
So when Abraham trusted in God,
那么圣经告诉我们，神大大的祝福他。
The Bible tells us that God greatly blessed him.
那么使他到达的后裔，好像天上的星星，地上的沙这么多。
So his descendants were like the stars in the sky and the sand on the ground.
因着亚伯拉罕的信，亚伯拉罕成为希伯来书第十一章一个信心的伟人。
And because of Abraham's faith, he was considered one of the spiritual greats in the book of Hebrews.
那么希伯来书第十一章第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And Hebrews 11:6 it says, And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
那么可见信心在我们的属灵生命里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So we see that faith has a very prominent position in our belief in God.
没有信心，圣经说就不能够讨神的喜悦。
And the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我们在圣经里面，信心是一个很主要的一个主题。
And in Scripture, faith is a very important thing.
那么主耶稣本身经常提醒门徒要信靠神。
And Jesus often reminds the disciples that they must believe in God.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not doubt, only believe.
那么除此之外，他也经常责备那些小信的人。
And besides that, he often rebuked those who have just little faith.
所以我们看到苦难的意义，第一点，苦难会使到一个人对神的信心摇动。
So we see that the meaning of suffering, the first, suffering results in faith being shaken.
那么第二点，苦难会随时是不可以避免的。
Secondly, suffering cannot be avoided.
那保罗说是命定的。
Paul says it is destined.
那么第三点，魔鬼撒旦会在基督徒面对这个苦难的时候来诱惑他们。
Thirdly, Satan will tempt the believers during suffering.
那么第四点，既然苦难使到我们的信心摇动，并且魔鬼撒旦会趁着这个机会来攻击我们，因此我们必须在我们的信心上要站立得稳。
And fourthly, because our faith will be shaken and that Satan will try to tempt us, we must stand firm in our faith.
那么最后，如果经历苦难的时候，
And finally, if in the midst of facing suffering,
而且在我们的信心上站立得稳的时候，
And that when we can stand firm in our faith,
将会带来良好的后果。
It will have good consequences.
当在信心站立得稳的时候，毕竟会带给别人美好的见证。
And when we can stand firm in our faith, then we will be a good testimony to others.
所以保罗说，所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
For this reason, brother, in all your distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
英文说 we really live. 我们在神的面前因着你们什么甚是喜乐，为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account.
所以当保罗知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的信心的时候，
So when Paul realized the faith that was in Thessalonica,
他得到很大的安慰。
He was greatly comforted.
那么当他知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒在靠主站立得住的时候，
And when he also see that, The believers in Thessalonica were standing firm in God.
他说我们就活了。
He says, then we live.
这句话就说明生命充满了意义和满足感。
And so his life is full of meaning and satisfaction.
我自己也能够体会保罗所说的。
And I could relate to what Paul says.
当教会的弟兄姐妹在属灵生命成长的时候，
When brothers and sisters grow spiritually,
当他们的信心坚固的时候，
when their faith is strengthened.
啊，当他们对神的摆上的时候
，when they are willing to offer up for God，
我会得到很大的鼓励。
I am greatly encouraged。
那么除了弟兄姐妹在主里站立得住
，and besides when brothers and sisters can stand firm in God，
那么在这一生里面没有任何的事情使我感到喜乐和感恩。
And there's no greater thing that causes me joy and thankfulness。
那么就如保罗说
，just as Paul says，
我就活了。
Then we really live。
所以从圣经的角度来看，苦难是有它的意义的。
For from a biblical standpoint, there's a meaning to suffering。
那么当一个基督徒敬虔度日的时候
and a Christian continues to live，
然后苦难很可能就会临到他的身上。
It is very possible that suffering will come。
那么在这个时候，也很可能魔鬼撒旦就趁机来诱惑他。
And in the midst of all this, Satan might try to tempt him。
那么使到他放弃自己的信仰。
Cause him to give up his own belief。
那么但是当一个人持守这个真道的时候
But when a person continues to, in his faithfulness,
而在自己的信心上站立得稳的时候
and is able to stand firm in his faith,
他将不会陷入魔鬼的陷阱里面
he will not fall into the snares of Satan,
他也将会带给别人一个美好的见证
and he will also bring about a good testimony to others,
让我们听圣经的教导
let us listen to the teachings of scripture.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to reflect on today's message.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us quiet our hearts before God.
那么苦难的临到，圣经说是不可以避免的。
The Bible tells us it is unavoidable for suffering to come.
那么苦难有它的意义。
Suffering has its meaning.
苦难的临到，它的目的就是要磨练我们的信心。
The purpose of suffering is to test our faith.
使我们的灵命成长。
To cause our faith to grow.
使到我们更加的认识神。
So we may know God more.
天父啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
也求主帮助我们明白圣经的教导。
Please also help us to learn the teachings of Scripture.
让我们存着一个坚固的信心来面对我们生活里面的苦难。
So that we may have firm faith to face life.
因为这一切的事情有你的美意在当中。
Because you have your good will in all this.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.